Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. No Te Enganches, hashtag Todo Pasa, is a self-help and personal development book by Mexican physician and speaker, Dr. Cesar Lozano. Built around a simple but central idea that everything passes, the book encourages readers to stop attaching themselves to conflict, resentment, toxic relationships, and unnecessary suffering. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical, to help people live with less emotional reactivity and more calm, using short reflections, stories, humor, and advice drawn from everyday experience. The book fits squarely within the popular Latin American personal growth tradition, but it is especially focused on emotional detachment as a tool for mental and relational well-being. Instead of treating hardship as permanent, it frames pain, frustration, and interpersonal tension as temporary states that should not define a person's life. The result is a guide that aims to simplify decision-making, reduce drama, and support healthier boundaries. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core philosophy of Todo Pasa as an antidote to emotional overattachment. The book is organized around the phrase Todo Pasa, which gives the work both its title and its main interpretive lens. This idea is not presented as passive resignation, but as a way to reframe difficulty so that it loses some of its emotional power. By insisting that situations are temporary, Lozano encourages readers to avoid turning a bad moment into a permanent identity or a personal destiny. That shift matters because many forms of suffering intensify when people cling to offenses, fears, or disappointments long after the original event has ended. The book uses this principle to challenge the tendency to magnify problems and to remind readers that emotional weight often comes from attachment, not only from circumstances themselves. In this sense, the philosophy is meant to produce perspective. If everything passes, then the wise response is to act with proportion. Conserve energy and refuse to be defined by what is already changing. Secondly, how the book identifies toxic people and destructive relationships as sources of unnecessary suffering. A major focus of the book is the way people become emotionally trapped by toxic individuals, destructive relationships, and chronic conflict. Lozano repeatedly returns to the idea that some connections do not nourish growth, but instead generate exhaustion, guilt, resentment, and self-doubt. The practical value of this section lies in naming patterns that readers often normalize, such as being pulled into constant criticism, manipulation, or drama. Rather than advising simply to endure these relationships, the book encourages disengagement and clearer boundaries. This is important because emotional entanglement can make people confuse loyalty with self-neglect or assume that tolerating harm is a sign of virtue. Lozano's argument is that protecting emotional health sometimes requires stepping back, refusing provocative exchanges, and recognizing when a relationship is built on habit rather than mutual respect. The book therefore treats detachment not as coldness, but as a corrective to harmful dependence. Thirdly, rejecting complaint culture, resentment, and the habit of living on emotional provocation. Another distinct theme is the critique of what the book calls masters of complaining and similar figures who keep negativity alive through repetition. Lozano is interested in how complaint can become a lifestyle, turning ordinary setbacks into a constant narrative of victimhood or blame. This matters because complaining often feels active while actually keeping a person stuck, preserving anger without solving the underlying problem. The book also extends this critique to resentment and the impulse to react to every provocation. Instead of answering offense with offense, Lozano recommends learning to distinguish what truly requires action from what can simply be ignored. That distinction gives the book part of its practical force. It asks readers to conserve attention for real responsibilities rather than wasting it on petty conflict. In this way, the book treats emotional discipline as an everyday skill. It suggests that freedom begins when a person stops feeding the very attitudes and interactions that generate more pain. Fourthly, humor, anecdotes, and accessible advice as the book's method for teaching self-management, Lozano does not present his message as a severe clinical manual. The book uses anecdotes, humorous situations, and conversational advice to make emotionally difficult lessons easier to absorb. This style is important because the subject itself can feel defensive or painful. People are often more willing to reflect on their own habits when the message arrives through a relatable story or a light touch. The use of humor also serves a deeper function. It reduces the emotional heaviness that can accompany guilt, frustration, or self-criticism. Rather than deepening shame, the book tries to create enough distance for readers to see their patterns more clearly. The inclusion of medical and human development advice reinforces that this is intended as practical guidance, not just inspirational commentary. Lozano's method makes the book approachable for readers who may not respond to highly academic self-help writing. It aims to be memorable, usable, and direct, with examples that connect emotional insight to daily behavior. Lastly, self-protection without passivity, choosing calm, boundaries, and what actually needs attention. The book ultimately argues for a form of self-protection that is active rather than passive. Lozano does not ask readers to deny problems or pretend that hardship does not exist. Instead, he encourages them to decide where their attention belongs and to stop wasting energy on what cannot be improved by reacting emotionally. This is why the book repeatedly contrasts unnecessary entanglement with healthier alternatives such as calmness, optimism, and selective engagement. Its practical implication is that emotional maturity includes the ability to pause, assess, and choose a proportionate response. That approach has value in daily life because it can improve relationships, reduce impulsive conflict, and help people separate solvable issues from distractions. The book stands out by presenting this discipline in accessible language rather than abstract theory. It does not offer a complex psychological system. It offers a usable habit of mind centered on detachment, boundaries, and emotional economy. That simplicity is part of its appeal and its identity. In conclusion, Notenganche's #TotoPasa will appeal most to readers looking for a practical, conversational guide to emotional boundaries, conflict reduction, and healthier attitudes toward difficult people. It is especially suitable for people who feel drained by toxic relationships, repetitive complaints, resentment, or the habit of overreacting to every offense. The main benefit of the book is its insistence that many forms of suffering are intensified by attachment, not by events alone. So readers gain a clearer framework for deciding what deserves attention and what should be left behind. Compared with more clinical or heavily psychological self-help books, this one stands out for its accessible tone, humor, and everyday examples. It does not attempt to build a complex theory of the self. Instead, it offers a memorable practical message centered on the idea that everything passes and that emotional freedom often begins with disengagement. For readers who want a concise, culturally grounded, and direct approach to personal well-being, it offers a distinctive mix of reassurance and behavioral advice. If you would like to support Dr. Cesar Lozano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.